like I said, it's a big schuss to be learning together. But before we begin, if I could share one thought that's really been going through my mind during this difficult tikufa that we're all in, and I'd like to share it with you. And that is a very, very important and powerful pasuk, or set of pasukim, really, in the end of the Torah, in Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, so there is, I gotta find where it is, give me one moment. In the beginning of Shishi, there's machlokas about exactly what the Torah is talking about over here, machlokas between the Ramban and Rashi. But we're gonna go with the pshat that the mitzvah is tshuva, but I think this is a very familiar set of pesukim that we've all heard before. Ki mitzvah hazos, referring to Talmud Torah. Let's go with the Talmud Torah pshat. Asher anochi b'tzavcha hayom lo neflesehi mimcha v'lo rechokehi. It's not really far from you. It's not something which is distant. Lo b'shamayim yilemor mi'ala lanu ha'shamayim v'yichel lanu v'yishmenu osa v'na'asena. It's not up in shamayim to say who's going to go up and get us the Torah. V'lo me'ver layam yilemor mi'aver yaver lanu es'aver ayam chena lanu v'yishmenu osa v'na'asena. Who's going to go across the sea in order to bring the Torah to us? Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od b'ficha u'v'vavcha la'asoso. Rather, the Torah is something which is very close to us, something that we're able to accomplish, something that we could do on our own. And when this very interesting Rashi comments on these set of psukim, something very powerful. Lo b'shamayim, he says the Torah, says Rashi, but if it would be in shamayim, we'd all be obligated to go up to shamayim to get it. We wouldn't be pater from Talmud Torah. Lo me'iver le'yam, it's not me'iver le'yam, but if it would be, then we'd be chayv to go ahead and try to retrieve it. And when I thought about this Rashi and, you know, this new venue, which has been exploding, about being able to share words of Torah, learn together, shiurim and chizik, divrei musar, ashkafa, you know, in this new venue, I really thought to myself that this is, welcome. I really thought to myself that, you know, we're really actually being mekayim, what Rashi is saying is, what could have happened? Meaning, lo b'shamayimi, how is this exactly working right here? I'm sitting here in Eretz Yisrael, the rest of you, as far other than Alicia, are not, but none of you are sitting in front of me, physically. But what's happening is that this Torah is being beamed up to some satellite up in the sky, up in the Shemayim, and we're going up and going to get it. And then, you know, leaving aside Alicia, the rest of you guys, where are you? You're mamish me'ever layam. And none of these impediments of Shemayim and Ever Layam are allowing us to get in our way as an impediment. Those are not challenges that we're going to be crushed by. Rather, what do we realize? Kikaro ve'elecha davar ma'od b'ficha v'vachalaso. So we have the opportunity, we have the ability. It's mamish very, very close to us. The Torah is something which we're able to accomplish. The Torah is something which is part of us, and you know, despite the distance, despite the difficulty, despite the upheaval in whatever yeshiva we may have been up until this point and are no longer, Baruch Hashem ki karo lelecha davar ma'od, we're zochah, we have the ability to know that Torah is so close to us, and we mamish could really be able to accomplish that. Okay, gevaldik. So that's our divrei hashkacha psicha as we welcome Ellie to the program. Okay. Is she taking a walk in the field? I hope he's not on safari. Okay, anyways, let us start with the Gemara that we're going to be learning tonight. How long have we been going for, right? We have a 40-minute time period. Is that true? Yes? Someone tell me yes or no?
I think so. If it's not like the advanced version.
Yes, okay. It's 40 minutes. Okay, Gevaldik. So let's start from the beginning. I'm gonna do a share screen. So those of you who don't have Makoros in front of you, you will have them now, which is like one of the coolest things ever. Okay, now you guys all see where I am. Yes? No? No, that's
okay. Yes.
Gevaldik. Okay, here we go. Okay, so what we're going to be learning tonight is the mitzvah of Echilas Matzah, Votamai, and Meiser Sheni, and how that relates to Lechem Oni. So slow start from the beginning and make sure that we're able to get through everything which we can. And Amir Tashem, if this goes well and there's more interest, I would love to continue learning together, finding other fun sugyas that we could do in preparation for Pesach or Mamish, you know. We're for sure Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. We're soon going to be 2 weeks before the Chag, and L'Chol Adei also be, you know, Chayiv and Shalom B'Darshim B'Danei HaChag, especially when it comes to Pesach. So let's start with the Mishnah in Lamed Hayam Adav. The Mishnah tells us, we're talking about the mitzvah matzah, Ilu Devarim Sha'adam Yotzi Behem Yidei Chovasa B'Pesach. These are the things which a person can fulfill their obligation of Pesach. What are they? B'chitim, B'seor, M'kustim, M'shifon, M'shibol Shual. So these are different types of grain that one can make their matzah out of. V'yotzen b'demai u'b'mai serishon shenat l'chumaso. You can be yotzen your mitzvah with demai. Okay, we'll have to come back to that. What exactly does demai mean? Mai serishon shenat l'chumaso. And mai serishon that you took chuma from, mai sersheni. And mai sersheni can be yotzen with the hektish sheniftivo. And hektish which you were poda. And then the Mishnah goes on, a kohan and mechal lo betruma, lo betevel, lo b'maitzer ishon, shalom dat shemassel, maitzer sheni, the hektish shalom niftu, chalos atod, v'ki ginazir, asan la'atu, nein yotzen ben, asan la'milkor v'shuk, yotzen. Okay, a lot of different gedarim of things that one can or cannot be yotze with their mitzvah of achilas matzah, depending on what type of grain you're using and whether there are halachic impediments there in your ability to fulfill your obligation. Okay, what I want to focus on with you are two of them, and that is demai and maitzer sheni. If you have a Gemara in front of you, and if not, it's the second source on the sheet. It's Lamed Hayam and Beis. And that's the Gemara that's dealing with Demai. The Gemara tells us, Demai, let's see. Yotim b'demai u'b'maiser. Demai haylo chazilei. So what is Demai? First of all, before we go on to the Gemara, it's important for us to know what exactly Demai is. Demai is suffik tevel. That's really what Demai is. That there were the Gemara. If you look further down, I just put down the Gemara Maseches Sota, Daf Meches Amud Aleph, tells over that Rabbi Yochanan was misaken that because there were people who were not zahir on being mitaken their fruits and vegetables properly. Right, there's something called trumas and maisras that you need to take for fruits in Eretz Yisrael. Those are Mitzvah Satulius Baaretz is a machlokas about exactly what's Chayim Midoraisa, what's Chayim Midorabanan. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, that which is Chayim Midorabanan, and certainly that which is Chayim Midoraisa, you have to take Truma and Meiser, you have to take Meiser Rishon, which you give to the Levin, Meiser Sheni, which you bring to Yushalayim, and then in the third and the sixth year, you bring Meiser Ani, and people were not, and you also take Truma's Meiser. That once you take Meiser, which you give to the Levi, he needs to take Truma as well. And the bottom line is that people were stringent and careful to take Meiser, to take Truma, but they weren't careful to take Truma's Meiser. And this Takana comes to address that. And basically what ended up happening was, is that Rabbi Yochanan points out that you need to be aware that Truma's, the same way that if a person eats Tevel, that Truma wasn't taken, your Chayiv Misa, so too, if a person were to eat Demai, sorry, not Demai, if a person were to eat Tevel that contained Truma's Meiser, you also be Chayiv Misa. And therefore, I'll just highlight the bottom part of the Gemara. Where is that? There we go. So that's the beginning part of the Gemara. And then he says afterwards, Amad v'hiskin lahem halokeach peros me'am ha'aretz. Therefore, they made a takana that if you're going to buy peros from an amaretz, somebody who's not so knowledgeable in halacha, ma'afresh me'an ma'iser rishon ma'iser sheni. So you're chayiv to put on top of the ma'iser rishon ma'iser sheni, ma'iser rishon ma'afresh shumenu trumas ma'iser v'nisun l'kohen, ma'iser sheni olav ochem yushalayim, etc. And tells you exactly what you do with these trumas and ma'isros. Now, what's the point over here? That if you didn't do this, if you buy fruits from an amaretz, it's called demai. So that's what demai is. So if a person, now let's go back to our Gemara. Our Mishnah said that if one bought peros or wheat from an amaretz, so which has the status of demai, so one can fulfill their obligation of achilas matzah. Okay, one can fulfill their obligation of achilas matzah with such a matzah. So Gemara goes on and explains demai v'alo chazilei. But how could one be yotzei the mitzvah of demai? It's not chazi la'achila, it's not roi la'achila, because it's usher for, you know, tamidi chachamim, people are not allowed to eat demai, it's usher midarabanan. So it says the Gemara, kiven di ibayi mafkin lichsei, havi ani v'ochol demai, hashanami chazi lai. So just a bit of background. the Mishnah in the third perek of Maseches Demai said that they made a takana, even though Demai was is usher for other people to eat, they never made a takana, or they allowed Amei Haaretz, they allowed Aniyim, poor people, to eat from Demai, and they also allowed guests to eat from Demai. So if you are a guest, or if you are an Ani, then you are allowed to eat somebody else's Demai. Well, talk about exactly why that's the case in a moment, but the bottom line is that there are certain people who are allowed to eat demai. It's not an isur mukhlat, it doesn't apply across the board, and therefore, since if I were to be mafkir my nechasim, and I didn't have any, you know, nechasim left, then I would be poor, and therefore I'd be zochet to eat demai. Because of all that, therefore I'm allowed to eat demai in this situation. I could be yotze my mitzvah v'chilas matzah. How do we know this is true? Ditnan machilin es haniim demai vesachzai demai. Because we point out, because you're allowed to feed a poor person and a guest demai. From Ravuna Tana Bisham Yorme e machilin es haniim demai vesachzai demai. Beisilo omer machilin. So it's a machlokas Bisham and Beisilo. Tachas at the end of the day we pass like Beisilo, that it's mutter to feed. A poor person demai, it's mutter for them to eat as well. Okay, so we're good so far. Just, bottom line, basically what we said so far is that the Mishnah said that you're allowed to be yotze with matzah shel demai. We explained what demai was. It's a suffix of peiro she'enu mitukanim. It's a suffix midarabana and whether these fruits are fixed or not. Yet we say for an ani could eat it, and therefore the Gemara says something very interesting, that since an ani could eat it, and I technically could be mafkir my nechasim, therefore I would be an ani as well, then I could be yotze my mitzvah of echilas matzah with matzah shel demai. Okay. Now the question that we want to ask ourselves is, and I'm going to start moving a bit faster, because if we're getting too close to time, then I'm nervous we're not going to finish, is that a din lechadchila, or a din mida only b'diabed? So you would all tell me, min astam, that's only a din b'diabed, right? Because if we're only going to allow aniyim to eat demai, and this person is not an ani, so then this would be a din b'diavad. It's true if I wanted to be mafir man sechasim, and therefore I would no longer be a rich person, and therefore I'd be able to eat demai. But tachas, I didn't do it, and therefore it should only be a din b'diavad. And that's exactly what Rashi says later on the daf in Divar Maskel Tvul Midarabanan. If you look over there, Va'afilo Hachi Mitzvah Bababirihi Chashiv Lei V'lo Dami L'Di Demai. That's the part you want to focus on. That Tevel Midarabanan is not similar to Demai. Why? Because Demai is similar. Because the Amar and the Hasam Ashki Chen B'Dei Yateir Lechadchila Hilka Chacha B'Dei Ben Nafik. Says Rashi very clearly that it's only Mutter Lechadchila to eat Demai if you're an actual Anani. If actually you're a poor person, or if you're actually a guest by somebody's house. But if you're not, then it's only mutter b'diavad, and therefore, that's why b'diavad, you're yotze, your mitzvah l'chilas matzah. So l'chadchila, you cannot use peiros shel demai to be yotze, your mitzvah l'chilas matzah. However, Tosfos has a suffix. Tosfos in Divrei Maskil yotze b'denai, let's see what he says. Mesupik ri, e bai l'meimar yotze dafka d'diavad. Are we meaning to say, like Rashi said, you're only yotze b'diavad. Kida arminan halyol umafkir l'nichse v'chazilei. That lemaisa, I could be mafkir min chasim, and if I would, then I'd be zochet demai. And over here, tachas I didn't, so therefore it's only b'diavad. And it says it's also something very powerful. Inami yotzen af lechadchila. Maybe I'm yotze even lechadchila. Why? How could I be yotze lechadchila? Ha'il v'shari la'aniyim. Since it's mutter to aniyim, and this part I would underline if I had an underline, which I do. Check me out because this is Zoom, and Zoom is awesome. Like that. There we go. Okay. V'achilas matzah nikrei achilas anias. And matzah is called an achila shel anias. Since matzah is called achila shel anias, therefore I can be yotei lechadchila with matzah shel demai. Now what is he referring to an achila shel anias? Min astam, what he's going to be referring to is, and we'll see this in the Gemara, is that matzah is called lechem oni. Lechem oni is poor person's bread. So since it's poor person's bread, therefore, maybe I could be yotze lechadchila with matzah shel demai. Okay, so that's what Tosfos is suffix. He's not sure one way or another. Okay, that's what Tosfos has to say for himself. If there's any questions or if I'm not clear, then certainly feel free to jump in. If anybody has any questions as we go along. Okay, so that's Tosfos' suffix. So far, we have, what do we get? For those who want to see, if you ask me if this is a co-ed shear, the Tosas Rush, I have it in front of me, I'm not going to read it inside, but Tosas Rush is convinced, like one side of Tosos, the side that he thinks it's mutter lechatchila to eat tchmata shel demai. How is he convinced of such a thing? Why does he think that's true? So he says, well, it's very simple. Go back to the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah lists a bunch of things that one can be yotze their achilas matzah with. And what does it say? It says that, you know, you can be yotze with, what do we have over here? We have the chitim and the saorim, like the different grains. And maaser rishon shenatzel trumaso. And he goes on to explain all these different things. And Tosfos Rush points out that all these cases listed in the Mishnah are cases of being yotze lechatchila. Well, if the case, if the entire group of the Mishnah is l'chachila, minastam demai is included in that as well, and therefore it must be that Tosos is svara of achilas anias l'chamoni as being a reason to allow you to eat demai. L'chachila is certainly something which applies over here as well. So what I want to analyze to you with you guys today is what exactly is this machlokas between Tosos, Rashi, and Rashi. Number one, what's a machlokas? Right, Rashi says it's only b'diavad. And really, the real focus of the question is, what's shot with Tosos? It's very nice that we call it lachamoni. And like it's nice that it's like poor man's bread. But tachlis, like, you're not an ani. Like, Tosos's initial point is still true and holds true, right? Meaning, at the end of the day, you're not an ani, and therefore, because you're not an ani, therefore, there's no reason to assume that you should be able to overcome this impediment of the Isser Demai on non-Aniyim. So that's what I want to analyze with you guys right now. So I want to give you two separate Mahalachim. One is a Mahalach that's focused in Demai, and one's a Mahalach that's focused really within the realm of Pesach. So let's start with the one in Demai. Take a look at the Machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, the next two Makoros on the page, as to what is the reason why we allow for aniyim to eat demai in the first place. So the Rambam says something very powerful. He says, "Yitiru la'aniyim achilas demai." Why? Kula l'nosein ha'tzedaka kidei l'hakel lavas adavar. Why is it mutter to feed an ani demai? Because it's a kula in mitzvah tzedaka. If I need to be mafresh peiros, which I brought for, you know, from an amaretz, and therefore I would have to remove some of these peiros, and they wouldn't go to an ani, so then that would be a chumran hilchos tzedakah. I wouldn't be able to give this over to an ani, and therefore in order to give the ani more, I give him the demai, and I don't have to be mafresh the trumas and maestros. That's what the Rambam says, and he says the same thing by achsanai. Him orchim vasu zos la rov chashivos ha'achson b'toros seinu ki lahakal davar al b'nei adam. Achnasas Orchim is such a chash of zach, according to the Rambam. Therefore, we want to make it easier on people to do Achnasas Orchim, and therefore we allow them to feed them demai. There's more food to go around. That's not what Rashi says in Meseches Brachos, which apparels Zugya, Tafim Zayim and Aleph, as well as by us in Psachim and Laman Hayim and Beis. Rashi in both places says the exact same thing, only just the order in which he says it is reversed. So it's the two next Makoros. Machilas Aniyim Demai. Why? Derov Amiyaris Ma'asrim Hayim. What's the reason why you're allowed to feed the Ani Demai? Because Lamaisa, like most Amei Aretz, are aware of the basic halachas of Trumas and Maisra. And therefore you could assume that Rov did Trumas and Maisra. They took the Maisra and they did the Maisra, the Trumas Maisra. V'chumad derabana ba'amahu. It's just a chumad derabana. It was a gezerah, later gezerah. It's a very weak type of Isser, and therefore because it's a weak type of Isser, they weren't gozer b'makom, b'makom anias and b'makom that there is a there's a guest in front of you. So two different mahalchim. Rashi is because it's a weak iser, and Rambam is because it's a kula in hilchas tzedakah / achnasas orchem. What exactly is the machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi? So it appears that the machlokas between them is actually focusing on what is the nature of the iser demai. And there's two ways we could, there's, you know, two different ways that we can analyze it. In order to, I guess, make this clear, a kasha could be asked on the Rambam. The Rambam says we have a kula in hilchos tzedakah, right? A kula in achnas zorachem. I have a question. If the demai is really problematic, and there's really a chashash iser, so then who cares that you want to be, you know, Heter Kirov only goes so far. You know what I mean? Like, just because we want to do chesed and tzedakah to other people doesn't mean that we're allowed to go ahead and blatantly violate Isurim. So what exactly is going on here? So I think in order to answer the Rambam and really focus and hone in on what the Machlokas is, I think we need to analyze what's the nature of the Mai. And either we could assume that it's an Isur Chepza, or maybe it's an Isur Gavra. Meaning, according to Rashi, what does he say? He's very clearly focusing on the Chepza. Why do we allow Aniyim to eat Demai? Because the Lamaisa, the Chepza of the Demai, is only a Chumra Ba'alma. And because it's only a Chumra, therefore, we waive that Chumra and assume that the thing is really Metukan in that situation. However, for the Rambam, he seemingly thinks it's a Isser Gavra. And because he thinks it's an Isser Gavra, therefore, due to the fact it's an Isser Gavra, we waive the Isser Gavra when we have other considerations, such as other Chiyuvei Gavra, such as Tzedakah and Achnasas Orchem. And because they made it in such a way, they instituted it as an Isser Gavra, for the Rambam, Achnasas Orchem and Tehetr Tzedakah would be a good enough reason to allow one to eat Matzah Shel Demai. Okay? So, what we want to say right now is the Machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi as to the reason why Aniyim are allowed to eat Demai, telling whether it's an Isser Chepza or an Isser Gavra. For Rashi, he's focusing on the Chepza. For the Rambam, it's focusing on the Isser Gavra, and that's why it's allowed. Now, why is that helpful for us? So let's go back to where we were talking about before. We spoke about the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos Rash about whether it's mutter lechatchila or b'di'eved for the ani. For a person to be yotze with their mitzvah of matzah shel demai, right? Does matzah shel demai, can one fulfill it lechatchila? So let's take Tosfos Rashi perspective, where lechatchila one can fulfill their mitzvah because of lachem oni. Now, which perspective does that make sense with? Lechora, that only works within the mandamar, like the Rambam, that is an Isser Gavra, right? Because it's an Isser Gavra, and over here we have this obligation of Lechem Oni, that you need to, you know, make yourself into an Ani, so to speak. Therefore, we would allow and waive this Isser Gavra of Isser Achilas Demai, even though I'm not really an Ani. I have more flexibility here. But according to Rashi, right, where Rashi says it's really an Isser Chepza, well, in order to waive the Isser Chepza, or whether for it not to be applied anymore, I can't just have this abstract concept of Lechem Oni allowing me to engage in this Achilas Demai. And therefore, Rashi Lechora is Lishitaso. Rashi thinks that the Isser, when it comes to the reason why it's mutter for an Ani to eat Demai, is because we're focused on that really it's a weaker Isser Chepza. But because he thinks it's a real Isser Chepza, Lechem Oni is not going to allow you to overcome that Isser Chepza. That's not going to help you whatsoever. So, Mahalach number one, and I hope this was clear, and if not, you'll certainly let me know. Mahalach number one, as to why Lechem, how to understand whether one can fufill their mitzvah of Demai, Lechatchila, or Bidiyaved, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos Rash, is Talion, what is the nature of the Isser Demai? If the Mai is really an Isser Chepza, like Rashi assumes it is, so then Lechora, as long as I'm not an Ani, then there's an Isser Chepza in front of me, and Lechem Oni is not going to help me. So it's like any other Isser, it's any other Achilas Demai in the Torah, where it's Aser Lechatchila, and only Mutter B'di'eved. But according to the Rambam, where we're able to waive the Isser Demai in certain situations, such as Anias and Achsanai, so when you have other Chiyuvei Gavra, such as Hachnasas Orchim, or the mitzvah of tzedakah, well, I have another chovas agavra v'lachem oni. Because I have another chovas agavra v'lachem oni, I'm ki'ilu like an ani, and therefore, because I'm ki'ilu like an ani, bizman achilas matzah, kiyotze with matzah shel demai. So that's mahalach number one. Mahalach number two, okay, and this is going to be more on point with Pesach, and I think there's some hashkafa that we can develop based off this as well, which hopefully will be meaningful for us. Yes, Yasi. Okay, it's a great question. Some of them, unfortunately, deal with it. And there's so many answers and ways to analyze mitzvah bava avera that we do not have a tremendous amount of time to go through right now. But Mirza Shem, we can talk about it afterwards. Sounds good? Just because I'm nervous the 40 minutes are going to be up soon. But you should know that the Rishonim bring up mitzvah bava avera in other contexts. with other Eastern or other, you know, questions of questionable types of matzah, whether it's mitzvah baba avera. But it's a great question. So let's go on, and if you flip the page in Masechet Pesachim to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and that's the second to last makar, we have a different, completely different discussion that hopefully will tie back in. Tanur Rabbanan, Yachol Yotze Adam Yidei Chavasa B'Maiser Sheni B'Yushalayim. One might think that you could be Yotze your mitzvah of Achilas Matzah with Maiser Sheni if you eat in Yushalayim. What's Maiser Sheni? We know what Maiser Sheni is, that on the first, second, and the fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, you need to be Mafresh Maiser Sheni. You bring it up to Yushalayim and you eat in Yushalayim, okay? That's Maiser Sheni. So the question is, can I be Yotze Matzah that was Maiser Sheni Matzah? That it was produced from wheat that was Kadosh and I brought to Yushalayim. So, says the Tanur Rabbanan, that I would think I could be Yotzi that way. Talmud Lomar Lechem Oni. But says in the Torah, Lechem Oni, Ma Shenachal Nechal Baninas, Yotzi Zeh She'ino Nechal Baninas Ela Besimcha. You can't be Yotzi with Maiser Sheni, Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Why? Because when you eat Maiser Sheni, that's an Achilas Aninas. Right, so when you eat Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it when you're in Onein. Right, if you look at Vidoy Maisos, it says Lo Lachalti Ba'oni Min Mena. I didn't eat it when I was in a saddened state, and because I can't eat it, eating it Ba'aninas and Matzah is Lechem Oni. Therefore, I can't fulfill my obligation of Achilas Matzah with Maaser Sheni Matzah. Good, that's Rabbi Yosef Gilly. Rabbi Kiva argues this is how we pass in Lechem Maitzah. Matzah's Riba. That there's a riboy that includes it. Well, if he allows you to eat Maaser Sheni, so what does he do with the pasuk of Lechem Oni? Why? So what does it come to be might? It comes to be might. What? What we call, anybody know? Matzah Ashira. Matzah Ashira is, you know, rich matzah. Why is it rich matzah? Because you didn't just make it out of flour and water, but you made it out of yayin, shemen, dvash. You added an ingredient, and once you added an ingredient, it's no longer called lechem oni. Now it's called matzah ashira. That's how Rabbi Akiva, and that's how he passed on Halacha Lemaisa, reads this drasha. Now, what we see from this is something I think really fascinating, and that is what is the nature of lechem oni? In how do we view it? And I think it goes back to the similar chakir that I said before. Meaning, is Lechem Oni coming to be Magdir, the experience, the Achilas Hagavra of the person who's Chayiv? Or is it coming to define the Chetza Shel Mitzvah of the Matzah? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what is Lechem Oni coming to tell me? It tells me that it defines the Achilas Hagavra, right? Because Maaser Sheni needs to be eaten in a state of simcha, and matzah should be eaten in a state of sadness. So therefore, those two things are contradictory, and I cannot fulfill my lechem, my achilas aninos, when I'm eating something which is supposed to be eaten besimcha. So it defines the experience of the achilas agavra, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva. What does he say? Nothing to do with achilas agavra. It has to do with the Hagdaras HaChefza, the matzah needs to be one of Lechem Oni. What's Lechem Oni? It's simple, it's pashut. It's flour and it's water. You can't add yayin, you can't add shemen, you can't add dvash. You can't add other things because that makes it into a more chashuv Chefza Shel Matzah. So we see that Lechem Oni, one can analyze in two different ways. Does that define the experiential nature of the Achila? Or does that define the Chefza of Matzah itself? Okay. And by the way, that can be seen very, very clearly, just, you know, to take my word for it, the Meiri, the Beis HaBechira, speaks part of this, some of this out as well, in terms of linking it back to Rabbi Akiva. Now, with this in mind, I think we could go back and have a newfound perspective as to Matzah Shel Demai, whether it's going to be Lechatchila or Bediyaved. According to Tosas Rush, what does he say? That it's Mutter Lechatchila. And according to Rashi, it's only mutter to eat matzah shel demai on a level of bidiyaved. Now, how do those two things work together? It appears to be that the reason why those two things work together, or that the hesber for that machlokas, could be tali on what is the nature of lechem oni. How is lechem oni being defined? According to Rabbi Akiva, who defines lechem oni in vis-a-vis the chafta, right? The chafta is what needs to be lachamoni, right? So that's just telling me what type of matzah I'm allowed to eat. But that doesn't allow me to eat matzah shel demai. How does it help me with matzah shel demai? It doesn't make me into an ani. That just tells me what type of matzah I'm allowed to eat. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says, no, lechamoni tells me what is the experience of my achilas matzah. How does the achilas agava relate to the achilas matzah? Well, in that situation, it's very clear, or one can make the suggestion, that that would mean that because right now I'm trying to experience myself as being an ani, and that's the type of achilah I'm having so much so that Maiser Sheni is not allowed to be used, according to Rabbi Yossi Guli, for matzah because it's too simchadik, it's an achilah shal simcha. So too over here, maybe I can say lechadchilah, because of the requirements of lechem oni, I become an ani. And because I become an ani, therefore that's what allows me to eat Maiser ani, matzah shal maiser, shal demai, lechadchilah, because just the same way that an ani is allowed to eat demai, and my achilas agavra is one of maiser ani, therefore I'm allowed of lechem oni, therefore I'm allowed to eat my matzah shel demai. As opposed to Rashi, you might fit more in with Rabbi Kiva and how he paskin that eating demai is only b'diavad. Why is only b'diavad? Because lechem oni defines the chefta shel matzah. It doesn't tell me anything more. It doesn't allow me to go ahead and become an ani, but that tells me the type of food which I'm going to be eating. And just very, very quickly, because I know we're like somewhat pressed for time, and hopefully to get this in before the bell. I have no idea how much time we have left. I don't know if it says it anywhere. If it does, you certainly can let me know. But I think this perspective in terms of, both Rashi, in terms of defining the Hagdaras HaMitzvah as being something which is defined as Lechem Oni, and, we can't go above the other strict boundaries and restrictions that we have on mitzvahs in general, that perspective number one. But really the more ambitious perspective, that of Riosi Vaguli, that of the Tosus Rush, it's fascinating to see that some of the mitzvahs halayla, when it comes to Lela Seder, and specifically when it comes to matzah, it transforms the experience of what we're trying to accomplish. It is a real fulfillment, as the Rambam goes out of his way, as we all know, to change the lashon and not chayiv adam liros et atzma kili atzma mitzrayim, rather chayiv adam laharos et atzma kili atzma mitzrayim. It's a real experiential type of achila, and therefore the same way that I could transform myself to be, over 2,000 years ago, back in Mitzrayim, experiencing the avdus, and the way that I could go through that, and therefore, the famous griz about, I could say a halal mitam shira without any bracha before that, because it's so natural, and that's what I'm trying to accomplish that night, therefore I could even make myself into an ani. And if I can make myself into an ani, I could eat the mai lechatchila. And if I can make myself into an ani, then maybe I can have matzah shel maaser sheni. And I think that perspective, and what the halacha allows us to engage in, and allows us to eat, shows us what the potential we have to accomplish Bilal HaSeder. That we mamish could really get to a place of Chayiv Adam Maharas Zatu Kilo Yotzim Mitzrayim, where we're going to allow you to eat Demai. Where we're not allowing you to eat Maaser Sheni. And hopefully if we're able to focus on that, then we'll mamish be able to, fulfill that Chayiv Adam Maharas Zatu Kilo Yotzim Mitzrayim. And we'll be Yotzim Mitzrayim, but we'll be Yotzim from this long and bitter galus that we're in right now, and we'll be zocha not to have to sing Lashana Bab Yishalayim Abinyati and the Seder, because we'll be zocha to be by the Makom Mikdash Yishalayim Abinya Bimheira Bimheira. Okay, I got that in.
Perfect timing, wow.
That was good?
Gavalik. Thank you so
much. My pleasure. If our guys, if you have any questions, you certainly let me know. Avi, it's so good to see you. I know you got in between. It's Gavaldik. If guys are interested,